You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Something's a little different in the studio today. You know, things look kind of clean. Studio looks like that. You know, nice and clean. My computer is saying, configuring, do not turn off the computer. I just turned it on. Doesn't that kind of scare you when you're waiting for your computer to come on, but it says do not turn off your computer, which means you probably got about a good 20, 25 minutes till you're back up again. I got to tell you, ever since the computer age and internet age and my deciding to save the Amazon rainforest, I am now desperately addicted to, but reliant on computers. And, my microphone smells good. Wow. What did you guys clean my microphone with? Man, that smells good. All right, well, I do got some stories while we're waiting. I now have a couple computers going on. I hope I'm not radiating my breasts with all these computers around, but we got some stories to talk about. Apparently, FBI has now detained at least 3 people in the bombing fiasco that occurred in Boston. They have 3 more people now detained. We don't know what they're doing with them. I doubt there's any waterboarding. I'm sure they're probably being read their Miranda rights, and they're, just kind of sitting there with their legs crossed and hands folded nicely in their lap. But at least there's 3 people within the vicinity of the FBI hopefully being questioned. All right, we're also going to be talking about how New York City Public School now is deciding to go vegan. And I guess the kids now are going to be given beans and tofu. And tofu. Not sure what kind of a political statement they're making. And it looks like couples, oh, good, the computer is shutting down. My computer is now shutting down. At the start of my show, it's shutting down. Maybe it doesn't want to hear the show either. It's probably like, you know what, I'm going to check out of this one. And then it looks like we have relationship contracts. More and more couples are signing contracts. You know, you get sex twice a week. I'm not going to cut my hair. I'm not going to go on the radio and discuss Obamacare. Those types of relationship contracts. So we'll talk about that. And is it even, you know, worth your time? I mean, if you got to actually come up with a contract, are you even going to be able to comply? And are you going to get sued? So you can see very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your concerns, your computer advice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Starting Windows, it says. I didn't do anything. I swear I didn't touch anything. Now the computer, I guess it configured, and now it's starting Windows. I don't want Windows. I want Google. I don't need Windows. Oh, my gosh. How many of you guys have that new Windows 8? Okay, I got to call up Kim Komando or Leo Laporta because I have no idea what the heck is going on. I don't know really what it means, but Windows 8 have all these colors and this big font, which I need at my age. I need a bigger font. I mean, Lord knows everything else is enlarging on me. Need the bigger font to see, but I can't Google. I don't know what button to push to Google. Oh, you know what it says? Preparing to configure. Do not turn off computer again. So, I'm going to have to do this all by memory. It's configuring again. Damn. It's kind of like having a period, you know? Right? You're with somebody who's always having their period, and now the computer is, you know, you can't really do anything with them when they have their period. You know, even my best friend, you know, I'm like, do you want to go shopping? No, I can't. I have my period. Do you want to go check out the guys? Let's go to the club. No, is my friends never really kind of coalesced. You know how when you have a roommate, the periods are all supposed to kind of match up? Well, that never really worked because none of my friends, we were never roommates. So everybody had periods at different time and nobody could do nothing. All right. Now, I mean, me, you know, I would need IVs during my period. So I had to empathize with them. But, you know, when your computer's configuring, that's just what it reminds me of. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess New York City Public Elementary School is the first to adopt an all-vegetarian menu. It's going to be going all veggie. Public School 244 is going to be serving tofu wraps and vegetarian chili. The animal welfare group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals says it's going to be the first all-veggie public elementary school in the nation. It's in Queens. There's 400 students, but they're only trying this with the kindergarten through third grade. I wouldn't mess around with an eighth grader. He could kick your butt. Apparently, the kids are going to have veggie offerings, black beans, cheddar quesadillas, served with salsa and roasted potatoes. Oh, for the love of the Lord. You're going to do that to our kids? Really, are they making a political statement here? Really? You're really going to make our kids? Are you kidding me? I mean, first of all, okay, kids know that they're going to starve when they go to school. Mind you, I went to 12 schools growing up. So the Maricopa County School System, as well as the Clark County School System, took pride on giving us fish sticks that look like hockey pucks and Sloppy Joe. There was no meat in Sloppy Joe. It was reddish liquid with some grains of a meat-like substance. So we already know we're going to starve, but what a mean joke giving them chunks of tofu. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got, oh, hey, James! Hey, James! What's going on, buddy?
Well, two things. One, I am a member of PETA, believe it or not.
You are?
But they got the name wrong. It's not People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's People that Eat Tasty Animals. Secondly, this story confirms, I'm absolutely positive, the story confirms my convictions that the people north of the Mason-Dixon line are nothing short of retarded. And I don't mean Down syndrome. I'm talking about mentally deficient due to lack of oxygen in their brains.
Oh, James, you're funny. They're making us go on break, James. I gotta let you go. We're going on break. I think what it is when I was talking yesterday about kids' menus where it's all brown and fatty, and I could see why the school, but honestly, don't torture these kids. These kids have to learn, I don't know what you learn in third grade, fractions and, I don't know, metrics and what a gallon is versus a pint. Don't feed a kid beans and tofu. That's just cruel. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I see you guys on the line taking your medical questions, your concerns, and your compliments. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. My computer right now says Outlook. It's blue and it says Outlook. That's all I got. I don't want an Outlook. I just want to inlook my computer. Not sure what to do with this Windows 8. Let's just go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Kathy calling from West Virginia. Hey, Kathy, sweetie, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, how you doing?
Not bad. What's going on, lady?
I have a question. My feet hurt really bad, like they ache, and like when I get up in the morning, it feels like the bones are coming out of the bottom. I might have to put like some thick shoes on as soon as I get out of the bed.
And how long does the pain last?
And, like, even when I'm sitting, like, the heels will hurt.
When you wake up in the morning, Kathy, how long does it take for you to feel like you're able to walk? Or is it just all day long?
It's usually after I get ready and get ready for work and everything's okay. But it's, like, all day they hurt. But I can walk on them. But it's like you're walking on boards. They're mm-hmm. painful.
I hear you. And what type of shoes do you wear at work?
Tennis shoes. fit
Okay,
shoes.
Good. So you're not wearing, like, the little frilly pumps that, you know, women are expected to wear and look all sexy in, and we can't walk in them. Okay, you know, where I was originally getting to was I was thinking about plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis is where you wake up in the morning and you're basically limping until roughly the time you're ready to go to work. And the reason why that happens, it's because the it's called a fascial plane that kind of connects the ball of the foot to the heel. When you sleep, it gets tight. You wake up, you stretch it out, and I limp. I limp for about the first 10 minutes of the day. I limp until it stretches out and it works out. But for me, the pain goes away after a while and I can still function. If you're still having pain throughout the day, it could be a variety of things. It could be heel spurs. You could have, it's weird for it to be on both feet, but you could have neuromas, little balls of nerves that could hurt. So what we usually recommend when it comes to, foot pain, you're already doing the first thing right. You're wearing something with more support. So you're wearing tennis shoes, which is good. But the second thing I would recommend is, have your doctor or your foot doctor, podiatrist, take a peek. They'll x-ray, they'll look and see what, you know, the bones are looking like, if you're more flat-footed versus not. And then probably consider some sort of taping of the feet to kind of stretch that foot out, to kind of stretch that fascia out. So as soon as you wake up, you're not, you know, all contracted. They're going to probably recommend some exercises with your feet, and they may even recommend some orthotics. And I know a lot of you are groaning when you hear the word orthotics because those hurt. But sometimes we need to shift where you're putting your weight on your foot. Kathy, have you tried any of those?
Well, I've had orthotics, but it's like they take so much of my shoe up that I have really high arches, and it makes it uncomfortable for my feet.
I hate orthotics. They hurt like the dickens. But the right one works. I mean, you know, if you go to a podiatrist and have them custom made, it may be better than just going and getting something at, I forget, you know, some of these stores that sell these for a couple $100 a pop. But foot pain needs to be evaluated, and it most likely it's going to be more than just an orthotic. I mean, sometimes, and I know you're not going to like this one, sometimes we even do injections in the areas that hurt. Because if your feet start to hurt, you're going to start to compensate, then your knees and then your hips can start to have issues. And so making sure you can walk and your feet are good. Now, I forgot to ask you, do you have diabetes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because sometimes you could get neuropathy, and neuropathy is where your feet hurt, your legs hurt. If you're very rarely, this could be related to a back pinching, a nerve pinching, you know, stemming from the back. But my recommendation is get a good podiatrist to take a look, evaluate, and then let me know what he thought this could be. There's also something called metatarsalgia, where it basically means your toes, you know, hurt type of thing, but not the tippy toes. The toes start halfway into your foot, and that could be pretty, you know, tender as well.
They're real hot, too.
They get hot? Huh.
Yeah, they get really hot.
Huh. Where does do you have a cat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I blame the cat. My cats,
really?
My cats sleep right by my feet. I kick them all night long because I don't realize they're there. And then when I wake up, they're hot and they're furry. I'm thinking now a little bit more neuropathy with that one. Kathy, have your family doctor do some blood tests. Have them also do some x-rays of the feet. Maybe get yourself in with a podiatrist, but, sometimes that could be neuropathy where the nerves are starting to act up down there. But make sure first and foremost that you don't have any early diabetes. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you, Kathy. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not superstitious. I just think when anything goes wrong, it's the cats. Something smells bad in the house. I don't blame the dogs first. It's cats. I have a cat. He is just vicious. If he doesn't like what I feed him, and trust me, they have a buffet of chow as well as the little meat cutlets, the little shreddy frisky stuff. If he doesn't like what I serve him, he pees on something in the house. And then, you know, if I have any ailment, scratch, rash, bad period, I blame, it's the cats. I really got to get rid of them. I need to just, I don't know, donate them or something. I know the science classes always like to dissect. I wouldn't do that. I know PETA. Uh-oh, James is with PETA. He'll call yelling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so three additional suspects have been taken into custody in the Boston bombing case. We don't have really any scoop on them. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know if they were read their Miranda rights, if they're just kind of sitting there, you know, smiling at each other because, you know, I guess we're waiting for their attorneys. I don't know. But charges against the new suspects involve providing some sort of assistance to the Tsarnaev brothers. According to sources who told Fox News, police did not confirm the gender of the suspects and did not say when or where they were taken into custody. Now, thus far, all we know about is the Tamerlan and the Zakhar Tsarnaev. Have we been just mispronouncing their names in the media the whole time? Yeah, I bet none of us are getting that pronunciation right. What I also understand is on one of the pressure cookers used, there was some female DNA. So, you know, there's been rumors that a woman was involved with this. So we'll give you guys the scoop as we get more scoop. Right now, like I said, I bet they're just kind of sitting there looking at each other, smiling after they were read their Miranda rights. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know, look, you know, if you're a citizen, you do deserve to have rights, all right? But I say, once we're talking about a terrorist plot and multiple killings, I say you better, you know, fork over the information. I mean, you know, I'm just frustrated. I just look at what happens in our country and what we're doing and where we're going with it. And all I could do is just sit there in awe. I mean, you know, I love our country and I want to be proud of our country. I'm just not really proud of our current administration. Now, we had a report, I guess, that came out yesterday saying Saudi Arabia warned the Department of Homeland Security about Tamerlan. Tsarnaev about a year ago. Is anybody going to get fired if this is true? Are you kidding me? Really? They say Saudi Arabia warned the Department of Homeland Security almost a year ago. They sent a written warning about Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 2012. I'm not sure what anybody did with it. Apparently, citing security concerns, the Saudi government denied an entry visa to the older brother Tamerlan in December 2011 when he wanted to make a pilgrimage to Mecca. So, you know, I know that, you know, he did travel to the Middle East. We know that. We also know that the Saudis' warning was also shared with the British government. And apparently they said it was very specific and warned that something was going to happen in a major U.S. city. Thank you, Saudi Arabia. That was really nice of you to give us the warning. But you know what? Remember, the last few years we've had this real lackadaisical, isolationist type of, you know, idea and politically correct. Going, nah. Everybody loves us. Nobody wants to hurt us. Let's just all hold hands or let's all hug and Obama phone everybody, and everybody could just text each other on their Obama phones. And meanwhile, I mean, if this report is true, I guess our country knew that we were going to get bombed. And what did they do? Nothing. Oh, yeah, they taxed the rich. That's what they did. And they cut back deductions. And they discussed gun control. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Well, you know what? We're in a relationship with our government. We got to live with it. Speaking of relationships, I had to transition. We're going to talk about contracts between relationships. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And the question of this segment is, when does the sex stop in your relationship? All right? You know, when did it stop? How many years of marriage until the sex stopped? This is a growing problem, a huge epidemic. Maybe the reason why we know more about it now is because people are talking about it. But when did the sex stop in the relationship? And I'm not talking, you know, dead halt, you know, where it went from every day to maybe once every couple months, if that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 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 or 1-877-362 3254. The reason why I'm bringing that up is it looks like attorneys are saying that more and more married and unmarried couples are actually signing relationship contracts to detail how often they will have sex. These are called lifestyle clauses. Honestly, where there's a will, there's a way with an attorney. I mean, they could make a contract or a legal case over anything. It's the art of law. And these lifestyle clauses usually include how often the couple will be intimate, what defines cheating, what happens if somebody cheats on the other person. So I guess we have a Greg Sullivan and Tony Mantis, husband and wife. They told CBS News that they created their document with the help of a lawyer. All right. Some of you may say, oh, these are just little fun things like, oh, I promise to give you a foot rub. No, these are some serious things. And the reason why we have these contracts coming about is as we see this epidemic of people not having sex in relationships, and we see the consequences that happen when somebody cheats, what's been the natural progression is there to be some legal protection if you end up cheating. I mean, remember, divorce is extremely expensive. Alimony, I guess, palimony, patrimony, I mean, expensive stuff. And so if somebody is going to later cheat because the wife isn't sleeping with them, not that that's any excuse, this may, I've never seen a legal case yet, but may actually protect him or her in case of a divorce. I have no idea if somebody like this could even stand up in court. Now, lighter type of criteria in these clauses, like, for example, one was no piano playing while the husband is at home. Wife can't wear anything green. This is according to Mail Online. Wife not allowed to cut her hair. Husband gets $100,000 if wife weighs over 170 pounds. First of all, who would even sign this? All right. Look, I'm going to tell you something. When I married my husband, I never thought I would go over 150. No way. I was in great shape, very muscular, really toned. I looked good. And then something happened called pregnancy. And no matter how much I worked out during pregnancy, you gain weight. I gained 60 pounds in the first pregnancy, even though I worked out twice a day, lost the weight easily, but I was over that 170 mark. There is no way I would have signed that, you know? I guess prenups are pretty common. I guess Keith Urban, okay, is guaranteed $460,000 for every year he is married to Nicole Kidman, all right, which would, I guess, be a payout as long as he stays clean, all right, and that would be if, for some reason, either party defaults on their marriage contracts. Catherine Zeta-Jones, from what we're hearing, gets $2.8 million for every year she's married to Michael Douglas, plus a $5 million bonus if she discovers that she's unfaithful. Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards had in a clause, if one spouse cheated, the other was awarded $4 million. Okay, hold on. Let's go back to this clause of you get money for every year you're married. How is that not, I mean, I don't want to call it prostitution, but how is that not, what's it called if somebody pays you to be married to them? The American way? What's that called? Is there some sort of a term for it? I mean, I have no idea. I could actually make money being married to my husband. I wouldn't even think about, I thought being married to my husband was prize enough. I didn't know that you could actually ask for money for every year married. To me, that sounds like they didn't want to marry each other. See, it says here, Catherine Zeta-Jones gets $2.8 million for every year she's married to Michael Douglas. So does that mean in order to entice her to marry him, if she could, I thought Michael Douglas was a pretty good catch. He's a good actor. I loved Romancing the Stone. I didn't really see Streets of San Francisco. That was a little bit before my time. To me, that would be insulting. You know, that I'm only going to stay married to you because I get 2.8 million big ones per year. You know, maybe that's why she had so much stress when they said that, he had stage 4 throat cancer. I don't know. I'm a fan of Catherine Zeta-Jones. When you hear something like that, that's just weird. But I guess these marriage contracts. But here's the thing. For people that aren't making millions upon millions of dollars, you know, making Zorro movies or Romancing the Stone movies, these contracts that people are making are on the rise. Now, what should be in a contract if you guys are considering that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The one thing I see when my patients are going through divorce, I've never been divorced. My husband, I know I make jokes and I always, you know, tell my husband he's my third husband, but I gotta be honest, he's really my first and only. I haven't ever been married, you know? And, you know, my kids think the UPS, delivery carrier was, you know, is their father. I make jokes. Honestly, my kid's father is my husband. I give him a hard time because I do, you know, I got nothing better to do. So, but where was I going with this? Where was I going with, you know, so my only experience is what I see with my patients. And the big dilemma they have is they want custody of the kids. But the person that doesn't get custody of the kids has to pay alimony. So the other person, I guess, you know, fights for the kids. Do both parties really want the kids, or do they not want to pay alimony? And so the person that doesn't get the kids gets a double whammy. They don't get the kids, and they don't get alimony or child support. And I think that system is kind of messed up. Because if you have somebody who doesn't appear to have been interested in the kids, all right, and you want to care for them, you could run the risk of losing the kids completely because there's that monetary fight, all right? Maybe we do have to, before we get married, start having contracts. If, you know, more than one in two marriages end up in divorce, which I think is ridiculous. Whatever happened till death do us part? The people marry now or they don't marry. The biggest thing now is just having kids out of wedlock, not even getting involved in the whole marriage thing. Then nobody has to pay child, or, well, they have to still pay child support, but they don't have to go through a costly divorce. But that's a big thing. I probably know more people not married having a family. They're like, well, to heck with this whole marriage thing. It's just too costly. Did the judicial system mess up marriage? Is that what's going on? Did everything get so legal and so litigious that nobody wants to, you know, make a contract? Or if they are making a contract, they're going to make extra contracts to protect them from not having sex, to protect them if they cheat later, to protect them if the wife gets fat. Everybody gets nervous about the wife getting fat. Don't you want your wives to carry your baby? Really? Do you want your wife to be emaciated when she's carrying your child? All right? Don't you want your child, your mom, you know, wife to have a little bit of meat on them so that baby gets what he needs? No, it's all about everybody looking a size zero. It's ridiculous. Don't go away. We'll get your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
I do. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Earl with a U says, Dolly, the sex stopped for me at the two-year mark. It slowed down after the first month of marriage. We have one kid, but barely were able to have sex for him. What is a man to do? I took my vows, but what is a man to do? I tell you, it's hard. We've spent a significant amount of time over the years talking on my show about sex drive, how to increase sex drive. Usually it's the female part of the relationship, or the female component of the relationship where the sex drive seems to be an issue. And, I mean, I got to hand it to you guys. You know, it is tough. It is tough to stay in a relationship and not be able to have sex with somebody you love. I get that. Still no excuse for cheating. I mean, no excuse for cheating. You're in that marriage, in sickness and in health, till death do you part, etc. But it's difficult. And I get couples all the time fighting and stressed and not being able to sleep. And, you know, it's an epidemic. It really is. And we don't have anything coming around the bend medical-wise. Probably one of my most common emails about below the waist is not erectile dysfunction. It's not testosterone type stuff. It's what to do about loss of sex drive. And, you know, I've told many of you what my theory is with the whole sex drive thing. It has to do with the Darwinian survival of the fittest and, you know, natural selection process where the female species after a certain age can unfortunately give offspring that could have less ideal characteristics. So if a 36-year-old woman, let's say, is already considered advanced maternal age, could have offspring at higher risk for Down syndrome, genetic chromosomal abnormalities, developmental disorders, autism, etc., then nature is going to not be as inducive of her getting pregnant. And so the most common age we see women start to lose their sex drive will be in their mid-30s, all right? Whereas male sex drive usually can go on until, you know, the senior years easily, as demonstrated by Charlie Chaplin being able to have kids well into his senior golden years. You know, we forget that women were designed to get pregnant when they are 15, 16. Oh, don't get me started. I guess that Plan B got approved. Oh, my gosh, don't get me started. But anyway, back in caveman days, once you started, as they say on Game of Thrones, flowering, trust me, there's nothing flowering or petunia-ish about getting your menstruation. But I guess that's what they called it. But I guess in caveman days it was hoo-hoo, something like that. But I guess that was the term for menstruation. You know, you would be getting pregnant, you would be married by puberty age. All right? And so, of course, after 20 years of menstruation and puberty age, I mean, you would be probably a 35, 36-year-old grandmother. All right? And, you know, if sex drive started to drop by then, no shock there. You already have progeny. They already started having progeny. You were a grandma by your 30s if you even live that long. But nowadays, women go to, you know, school. We have careers. We wait. We test out the market. You know, we have birth control. We have morning after. And a lot of times we don't start our families until we're deep into our 30s. So we get married, we get pregnant, and then all of a sudden, nah, no sex drive. I think that's just your evolutionary progression just kind of kicking in. All right? If a woman lacks sex drive in her middle age years, then she won't get pregnant. But we're living longer. We're not dying, thank God, in our 30s and 40s. We're living, you know, way into our 80s now, 70s, 80s, even 90s. So how do you have sex for the next 50, 60 years with your spouse if your body decides to say, all right, well, no more sex drive because you're too old to have kids? And this is something that scientists really haven't been able to come up with. Yeah, they play around with some testosterone because sometimes women's testosterone drops. As you could see, I'm full of testosterone. I got the deep, manly voice. But, you know, so sometimes they give women some testosterone. Sometimes they play around with the hormones. Now, you know, one of you is messaging saying, not true. I have a great sex drive. I'm not saying this is everybody. All right. But you have some women where the woman is the one that's more sexually aggressive than the male in that relationship, or in a female-female relationship, or male-male relationship, etc. You know, so I'm not talking about everybody, but we are seeing a huge trend of one person, a part of the marriage, the sex drive drops. Now, okay, if it's not biological, it could be psychological. All right. Now, psychological, what happens? Well, you're in love, you're passionate, everything is exciting, and then you find something else that excites you, either on the internet or watching TV or movies, etc., or you expect your relationships to be something that it's not. Okay, I can't tell you how many women are like, you know, my husband, he's no Prince Charming. There never was Prince Charming. Okay, no man is Prince Charming. Yeah, you may think he's Prince Charming when he first meets you, but nobody takes you off on their horse and brings you to Rivendell, and you could have a bunch of Aragorn, Lord of the Ring, Viggo Mortensen babies. That doesn't happen. And the sooner you learn that, the less you're going to be disappointed in your relationship. And guys, your wife will never be 110 pounds throughout the whole darn marriage. Women will start to gain a little weight. They'll get back fat. They'll get a little bit of a tummy. Their boobs will droop. They'll even get facial hair. They'll have a mother that will come in and give her opinion. That is real marriage. That is real long-term relationships. And ladies, your man is going to also gain some weight. He's also going to fart. He's going to burp. He's going to not want to wear deodorant or cologne. He's going to not want to always do the things that you tell him to. He's also not going to want to be nagged about the same thing over and over again. And the sooner we all come to the realities of what relationships are, the less we're going to be disappointed, and then the less we're going to want to divorce each other. But I have to admit that this growing trend of people not sleeping with each other is something that it is growing, because, like I said, we're living longer. In the olden days, people really wouldn't talk about that. You didn't talk about sex. You didn't talk about where people slept. But one of my relatives had talked to me about their my great grandparents sleeping in separate bedrooms most of the marriage. So, you know, the lack of sex between couples, that's always been there. We're just seeing more of it because people are talking about it. People are complaining. People are using it as an excuse to divorce. People are using it as an excuse to cheat. And people are living long enough to see it happen when the sex drive can drop. And in addition to Alzheimer's research and HIV research and cancer research, we got a huge problem that needs, you know, what could be used as an aphrodisiac? What could fight the maternal, the female instinctive shutdown of the reproductive desire so that she doesn't get pregnant? I don't know how you fight something like that, you know. And no, Viagra doesn't work. One of you asked me about Viagra. Does Viagra help women with sex drive? It doesn't. Maybe placebo-wise, they think, ooh, I'm taking a Viagra. But no. Because there's a lot more to the sex drive than just something physically down there, right? Plus, look into foreplay, right? Maybe also talk to your partner. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.